Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Come on, we're about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press,
press in your presence,
press in your presence,
behold the beauty of your face.
Of your
if
face,
I can just press,
press
in your presence,
press in your
and never leave this place
never
again.
This place
if again. I can just press in your presence,
press in your
and leave all my cares where they are.
I will be whole.
I still believe.
I will just lay
at your feet.
But I will be whole.
I'll still believe.
I will just praise
at your feet.
I will be whole.
I'll still believe.
I will just lay
at your feet.
But I will be whole.
I'll still believe.
I
Well, glory to God. Bless his holy name, for truly God is worthy.
Yes.
We just thank the Lord for who he is in our lives. We are here once again on this Saturday afternoon. Saturday with the Word is the broadcast, and I am so excited about what God is doing, not just in my life, but in the lives of his people. You know, as we set ourselves apart to be used by the Master, then we begin to see our prayers get answered. We begin to see the manifestation of things that we ask for. God honors the sacrifice that we make to serve and worship him and to be a blessing to his people. Well, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks. And I'll tell you, the sun is shining bright outside, and so is the sun shining bright in my spirit. Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited to bring forth the woman of God tonight, our dear sister, Prophetess Pam Hines. And I'm excited about what he's doing. You know, when God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." When he said those words, he was talking to all of us. He was talking to every last one of us. And I'm encouraged about it. When he said, "I'll give you rest," sometimes you feel tired in your spirit, but I'll tell you, when you keep pressing in, when you press into his presence, when you say, "Lord, I'll just give you me, I'll give you all of me," and he'll use you. He'll use you for his glory. And I'm going to tell you, when we feel exhausted and tired, that's when he build up a standard in us that give us the energy and the strength to go on. Well, I won't be with you long, but I wanted to just say Prophetess Pam will be with us for the next 6 weeks, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God is doing in her life. She has a street ministry out of the city of Chicago, Illinois, and truly God has just began to do some things in her life that he's doing for her and her ministry and for everything that concerns her. I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer, and even the woman of God as she come forth. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in once again, all our faithful listeners. And I'm just going to encourage you to stay with us every Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Saturday with the Word. Sister Pam will be here, Prophetess Pam will be here every Saturday for the next 6 weeks. Stay tuned in so you won't miss out on what God is doing for his people. Father, we thank you for this time with you. Lord, we ask you to saturate these lines, Father God, even, Lord God, everyone on this line. We thank you, Father, that our ear gates are open, Lord God, our hearts are open to receive in the name of Jesus. Father, we yield our spirit to your spirit. We yield, Father God, to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, we ask you to use the woman of God like never before. Father, everything that concerns her, Father, we lift it up to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that it's covered with the blood of Jesus. And no weapon formed against her, her family, or anything that concerns her shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We crush your skull. We command you to die now. You have no place in her life. You have no place in her ministry, and we thank you, Father God, that you're building up a standard. And as you move forth through her, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. God bless you, Prophetess.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he's worthy to be praised. Oh, God is an awesome God, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. Just thank you for being with me and with Prophetess Teresa and his ministry that you have given her across the air, who is the principalities of the air is Satan, but he has no power. What God did, he put his people across the air. This forecast is going to be so awesome, and God is doing a miracle, and everything in this ministry is just going to go forth across the nation. Satan has no power, but I just want to come in again and be on one accord with Prophetess Teresa, just asking the Spirit to take over, that all flesh is up under the submission of the Spirit of God. And God has given me a word straight from the heavens, the word, and as the title, the word of heaven or hell. And God is we're going to deal right now the things to get us into the heavens realm. God, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for going forth, Holy Spirit, through me in Jesus' name. And the first scripture we're going to talk about, it's funny, I got to say this, it's funny how Prophetess Teresa last Saturday was dealing with Nicodemus. Nicodemus plays a part in a lot of things in entering into the heaven. And before I had got on her, when I was on the line listening to that awesome word that she brought forth, it was more of Jesus. Yes, it's time for more of Jesus. And also, these are the things that Nicodemus was searching and how to open up the heavens realm for him to get to heaven. So I'm going to start on John 3, 1 through 5. It says, there was a man of a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a root of Jews. This man, like Prophet Teresa talked about him, he was a root of all Jews. He had power in the flesh. And this man came to Jesus by the night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God. See, he already knew. He was already being convicted. He already knew who Jesus was. But no one can do these things, signs that you do, unless God is with them. Amen. And Jesus answered and said to him, most surely I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now let's talk about being born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a process. And Nicodemus was going through that process. He was going through something that he didn't even understand, but he saw all the signs and knew who Jesus was and where he came from. So he wanted to know, what must I do to be born again? And so I researched it. So we're going to stay on born again. Let's go to 1 Peter 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, 23. What born again means. Okay, 23. I pray everybody got it and follow me with these scriptures because this is so important to what born again means, because he was kind of confused. He didn't understand why he had to go back into his mother's womb, but it wasn't even about that. It was about this. It was about having been born again. It's not of a corrupting seed, but a corruption through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of the grass, and the grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of God endures forever. See, this is what you have to do to be born again. Not a corrupting seed, but the spirit life is implanted by the Holy Spirit. It produces new birth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Unfailing and permanent through the word of God. The spirit used the word to produce life in the truth of the word of the gospel. So let's stay right there. Being born again is a process that we go through. Just like when a woman gets pregnant, she got to go 9 months through pain, through all this pain that she has to endure until that baby is born. Think about Nicodemus. He had to go through wondering in his head, what would his people think? What would they do? He had to go through the hits and the long suffering. And see, that's what it takes to be born again, to endure in the spirit, to stay in the word, to get to a relationship with God instead of no matter what people say, because it ain't about people. So this is one of the things that we need to get to go on our way to heaven. And we're talking about the heavenly things. We're talking about the things that it's going to take for us to get to heaven. So we're going to go over, I pray that y'all understood about Nicodemus at that point of being born again and what being born again means. So I pray that you watch these scriptures down and that you can research 1 Peter chapter 1, 23, and it starts with Nicodemus, John 3, 1 through 5, being born again and what it means in God's spirit realm. It's awesome to God. God wants us to give up and make sacrifices for him. And I say it again, it's a process. So I'm going to go through a little scripture, then I'm going to get straight into the word, straight from the heaven. We're just going to talk about a little thing, how we make our way to heaven and the things that we got to give up to get there. True way into the kingdom. We're going to go to Matthew 7, verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. These are the things that we have to do to get into the kingdom of God. And number one, we must be born again. So we're going to chapter 7, verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to go over these scriptures, and then I want to get into the Holy Spirit that's going to just break everything down, and it's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. 7:21. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, you're worthy to be saved. Satan, you are alive. You will not get into this. Hallelujah. We're going to go to chapter 7 and verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. These are the things that we must do. We must do in the name of Jesus. Not everyone who says me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but who does the will of my Father in heaven. God is just talking about loving his people. His heart do not desire for neither one of us to perish on this earth. So he's talking about the heaven realm and what it must take for us to give up for him, to love him, to stay in his word, to be born again, to be born of the Spirit, the blood of the Lamb, his son who was sitting down here to die for us. And we just want to just write the scripture down so you can research this, because God has no desire for us to fail. Satan is a liar, and this is why he's given me these titles, so the people can receive this on this airline to see and research and to stay in his word and what they must do to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, God, we just thanking you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to sound like I'm a little nervous right here, because this is really something that I wasn't expecting. And as when Evangelist Dana, when she first asked me to get on the project, this is my second time. And I was talking about time is running out. And then I was sitting at the table one day, and I was writing, God has given me the sermon for this. The Spirit told me that I was going to be asked again. So now that I'm prepared to talk about the way to heaven and the things that we got to give up to be born again. We have to, for number one, do thy will. God said if we love him, we will keep his commandments. We have to do the things that is righteous. We have to do the things that is pleasing to his eyesight. We have to love. Number one is love. He said the love as he loved, as he sent his only begotten son. God told us in his word, he said, two ways of my life, and we're going to talk about that. These are the things that will get us to heaven. These are the things that we must do. I just want to go to the scriptures, and it says 7:13-14, chapter 7, we're going to go to the verse 13 and 14. It said, the two ways of life. It said, enter my narrow gate, for the wide is the gate of rock, is the way that leads us to destruction. The rock is that wide way, that way to destruction, that way of wrong, that way of doing things that is not pleasing to God. And I'm going to get into the things that's not pleasing to God. Then he goes to 14, because narrow is the gate of difficult in the way which lead to life, and there are a few who find it. What is he saying? I'm going to give a little testimony about that. God had gave me a dream a long time ago. I say about a couple of years ago, this dream never left my spirit, and I was dreaming, and I was up under an L track. It was one L on the left and one on the right, and I was standing in this line. And it was when I looked behind me, it was a lot of people behind me. And the L, I had a big bright ball in front of me. And we couldn't see the L, but the L on the left was going, shoot. I mean, so quick that you couldn't even see it, that wall, that way to destruction. See, that's what it quickly quick my eye. And the people in the line, in my line, started complaining. And they kept saying, we need to go over there and get on that train. And I said, no, that's the train of destruction. And the next thing I know, the train came back again. And the next thing, people was leaving my line. And the next thing I know, that I was in line by myself. So I was standing there, and at the end, I could see a light in the end of the road at this tunnel, and I saw the train coming slowly. See, life is a process. To be born again is a process. It's things that we have to go through. It's things that we have to change. We have to turn away from our wicked ways. We have to begin to see God. We have to pray. We got to get into his word. We got to study. It's not nothing just going to come overnight. For me, it didn't come overnight. And I remember when I was in church and I was in the world and I was just doing things, and I would get up to go to church and I couldn't wait to go to this club. I couldn't wait to do this and all this craziness. And one day I said, well, I can't serve two masters, so I'm going to go ahead and stay in the street. See, I chose what was felt good to me, and I stayed out there, and I was doing things that was not pleasing to God. It was crazy, and I knew that I was wrong and kept doing things and getting off into that world even deeper and deeper hard to come back to one point that I said, what is the use for me to pray and all the things that I was doing? And I mean, just crazy. When I went back to church, I left the world alone and just in church every Sunday, getting up, going, doing my word, doing what I need to do for the Lord. The next minute, I'm going to pull myself back into the world. It's a process to one day, I was laying in my bed and I heard the Lord say, get up and pray to me. And I felt like I wasn't worthy to pray. And no, I'm not going to pray to you. No, I talked and I turned. He said, get up and pray to me. And the next thing you know, I was on my knees and I began to pray to God. And it's something that I did into the midst of my mess. And he said, promise me that you won't do it no more. So I said, okay, God, I promise you I won't do it anymore. So that thing that I did promise, I didn't do no more. But even after that, I went back into the world. See, it's a process that you got to go through to be born again. And I went back into the world again and started doing crazy things. And things were just study going bad for me. And I mean, things just wasn't right. I just started shifting it. Every time I got to do some things and would keep doing them, and then I heard the Holy Spirit said, stop, or this going to happen and that going to happen. So I stopped doing that thing and go to a next thing. See, it's a process again. It's a process. So one day, I got in my closet. I mean, through relationships. Well, nothing going right. It looked right, but it ain't right. Because, see, you know, Satan is kind, and he makes things look like it's so perfect. Before you know it, everything exposed in your face. There you go again on your knees saying, God, please forgive me. And I would ask God to forgive me, and I'm thinking I could be forgiven for that day. Then all of a sudden, boom, I go back and do the same thing again. So it's a process again, I say, to one day. This is how my life got transfigured over to the Lord, and I mean, but to this, from to then, from right now, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. One day, this is the process, I'm talking about being born again, y'all stay right there with me. One day, I got in my closet. I was so tired of going through what I was going through, these bad relationships, through these bad decisions, and things just wasn't going right for me, almost losing my mind, and then that just got tired, so I went in my closet. And I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I said, I always told you that I loved you, but I never showed you. See, then I was walking into that thing, being born again. And I got to praising him and loving him. And I told God there was nothing that I wouldn't do for him. And I kept going and going until I got to this place. See, I gave up my fornication life. I gave up my adultery life. And the Holy Spirit, during the midst, you would get tested. Because I remember one day me taking this process walk with him to be born again, to stay with him, to not look back, not to go back into my past, not to do what Satan wanted me to do. But I promised God that I told him, I said, I want to show you this time that I loved you. So I stayed on that narrow road till it hit me. I had to do long suffering. So one time, my husband made me mad, and here I go again. I said, okay, Lord, I got dressed up. I got dressed up. I put on this dress. I laid my clothes out. I went and got my stock, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said, tell him you can't go. See, here I go trying to creep back into that world again after I done told God that I want to show you that I love you, and I don't want to go back no more. I don't want to tell you, but I want to give up these. I want to make this sacrifice. To the time that my friend knocked on the door, and I looked at him, and I said, the Holy Spirit told me that I can't go, and that's when I knew that I was being born again. That's when I knew I was taking that walk with God. That's when I knew, and I never looked back from this day on to right now. I'm on this radio talking about the things that we have to do to get to heaven, and we have to give up all them things. We can't be lukewarm, hot or cold. We got to be hot or cold. We got to do that is pleasing him. So I understood what Nicodemus was saying about, Jesus was saying to Nicodemus, we must be born again through his word. We must build up a relationship with God. We must do to get to know him. We got to be willing to give up some friends that don't even want to be given up. It's hard to give up your lifestyle when you live in one way. But you tie it also at the same time losing everything and suffering and doing what is wrong because it gets boring after a while. Because if you was already born to be Jesus, you're coming out, you're going to be born again one way or another. So then I said, Lord Jesus, I know what it takes, and I love you. Because he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. And we all know what his commandment is. And the things that we have to do to serve him, one of them is fornication. What is fornication? Sex without being married. Then he said adultery. Adultery is what? Adultery means outside of your marriage. See, these are things that if you get caught in will send you to hell. These are the things that God don't want us to do. And we cannot homosexualize. That's abomination. That's abomination. Homosexual is abomination. Adultery is abomination. Fornication, drunkenness, all this idol serving false God. These are the things that will get us to heaven. You heard the things that we have to do to be born again, and these are the things that we got to give up. Because see, Satan is a liar. He's a principality of what? Of the air. He has power over the air. But he has no power over God's people. And to keep us from doing the things that we allow him to do, we have to give up our past. We have to give up the things that is wrong. We have to love no matter what. We got to do what is to do for us to be born again into the kingdom of God. We got to do truth. God hates a liar. He hates evildoers. The sixth thing that he hated is in Proverbs. And what did he tell us in his word? He hates us to see evil and to do evil. And these are the age and times that we are facing to make a choice. It's either heaven or hell. It is. These last weeks, it's been so hot. And I was walking and I heard a couple people say, man, this feel like hell. No, you don't know what hell feel like. You're going to continue this to burn. You're going to continue this to torment. You're going to continue to feel internal, because the word of God tells us what? We can have eternal life with him, or we can have eternal life in hell. And Satan don't have a hell to put us in, because Jesus went. If we go to I want to go to this. It's a scripture that I researched, and I want to go to this scripture right here. And I think it's Revelation. I got my paper so right here. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is right here. Revelation, I think it's 1:18. If anybody want to turn, I want to speak of something that happened and what hell means. And I researched it because God don't want us to be without a lack of knowledge, and we shall perish without that. So we need to know what hell is all about, where Jesus came from. I mean, where Satan came from. And he don't have no power. He was kicked out of heaven with none. Let's go to Revelation 1:18. I just want to speak on this, because God's word is true, and it is his word. And we need to know that we are living in these ages right now that Satan is trying to do all that he can do through our children, through our marriages, through our finances. Do people just turning cold hearted? Even God's word said, what did his word say? He said, my own people would come against him. And this is what's happening. This is what Satan thinks that he's doing. But no, and so we're going to go to Revelation 1:18. Thank you, Jesus. He don't have a hell to put us in. Satan don't have nothing, because when he got kicked out with just a multitude of angels. That can't do God, people can't do nothing if we be obedient to the word of God. If we do what we have to do to stay in his word, God is good. He's an awesome God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this knowledge and his wisdom. And it says, I am who lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. That's Jesus talking. Amen. And I have the key of Hades and of death. Haiti is a place holed up like a seal, waiting till Jesus come back to judge us, and then they go to hell. But this is a torment place. Haiti is a place that, with Revelation, you can research this through Revelation 20:13. Christ decides who live or who die. So when Satan got kicked out of heaven, what happened? He got kicked out with nothing but this, the multitude of angels. He don't even have a hell to put us in. So what do that tell us? He has no power over us. Christ Jesus decides death or life, or who lives or who dies. So he has the key. This, everything belongs to him. So to do what is pleasing to God is what? To be born again, to give up things that we don't spend, to give up going these unclean spirits, these things that's not of him. And y'all know the Ten Commandments. Y'all know what God requires. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I know everyone that's listening to this line know about his commandments, know what he required from us. And then we go to Revelation 21:27, but there shall by no means enter anything that defile or cause abomination or a lie, and only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Come on. Come on. It was already done from the beginning. And whatever God got to do, whatever he got to do to get his people the way he wanted to, was they was already born. And if you already born, he going to do what he got to do. But I just want to be obedient through the Holy Spirit to know the things that we have to do to what is pleasing to God. And God make it simple. God make it so simple. But Satan try to make it complicated, because who is Satan? He's of the past. He has no knowledge. He thinks he own it, but he ain't. Look at me. He thought he had me. But I thank God that the Spirit of the Lord entered me, and I felt coming. I was ready just to serve my Lord. I was ready to be born again. And the Word of God tells us, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected the knowledge. Also have rejected thee, thou shalt be no, he don't want, I mean, shall perish, because look at this. The Scripture did not even say that they did not have knowledge. It says the people of God are destroyed for a life. So what is that? What is God said, a life of his knowledge? So in other words, we got to know about hell, where Satan came from, and what he's doing right now. He speedily on his belly, turfing who he can divide. All I'm hearing about our children getting killed on the streets. So we got to come together. We got to pray. We got to do what is pleasing to God, because God said these things will happen. So we have to do the things to keep us out of hell. We don't want to go there. We don't want to burn eternity. We want to do the will of God. We want to know what we must do to be born again. And I just pray, you know, we got to be holy, because he is holy. And holy is righteousness, doing what is right. Because this world is created, what hell, of right or wrong. You're either going to do right or you're going to do wrong. And right is pleasing to God. And God is asking, he's just calling in for a repentance. God is just so loving his people. He has no desire for us to perish. His heart desire for us to see the kingdom of God. And what must we do to do that? We got to seek him. We have to love on him. We have to give in his word. We got to endure his word. And I just pray that everybody understand that the Holy Spirit of God, he just wants us to love one another, to help one another, to do his will, to go out there and save souls, because he said a wise man saves souls. And probably a wise man does it. Go out there. We have to go out there. We have to minister to our people. We have to teach them and show them and give testimonies and love as Jesus loved. As Jesus went around, he went around from country to country. He healing. He talked about hell. He talked about how to get into the kingdom of God. We cannot have pride. We cannot be caught up in pride and destruction, them things that will hold us back from being born again. See, Nicodemus, he just wanted to know, and I believe it's somewhere in his word that I'm going to research and know that he was, because he asked the question. He didn't no longer wanted to live uncontrolling of the flesh. He wanted to live controlling of the spirit realm with Jesus, because he asked the such question. And I just want to point this out that I really looked up. Remember when God talked about the young ruler? oh my God, we're gonna go through. And he was, what must I do? What did he say? What must I do to be born again? Was it be born again when the young ruler talked about his riches and Jesus? What Jesus tell him? I wrote that scripture down. I'm sorry, y'all. But these papers and get all crazy and stuff, and I know it is right here. Matthew 19:16. I want to go there for a minute because I want to talk about it's 16:17, and I want to read it because I'm going through the word because this is the word, and God is the word, and his word is true. His word is true, and these things that we must do to be born again is serious, and it's a process. It's nothing that's going to happen overnight, and the process is forever getting knowledge. The process is giving up things that not pleasing to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to go to Matthew 19. Is it, what is it? Okay, I'm sorry. Is that 19:16? Okay, 19:16:17. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go here. 16. So we're going to start right here. It says, now I'm talking about the rich young ruler. It said, now behold, one came and said to him, God, teach what good things. I mean, I'm sorry, let me go over, excuse me. Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good things shall I do that I may enter life, I have internal life? 17, verse 17, so he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good, but one that is good. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. What did he say? He said to him, which one? Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Bear false witness means what? These are the commandments that he's saying, this is what we must do to be born again. This is what we must do to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what do that false? Don't serve no other God. Don't build your own God up, your money, your car, your things of evil, things of not of God. They're my, you know, depending on people and depending on people that is not as negatively. He wants us to depend on him with all our mind, body, and soul. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father, your mother. You shall love your thy neighbors. You love yourself. And the young man said to him, how these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still like? And Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have given to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. 22. But when the young man heard that, he said he went away sorrowful, for his great possession. Now, come on. Now, that itself, God, Jesus told him with all he had to give up, and the rich, he couldn't give it up. He walked in sorrow because he had much possession. So just imagine where he went. It tells the story right here. These are the things that we must do to enter to the kingdom of God. We have to just give it to God, whatever situation we may go into. And I know it's hard and it's a process. Just as well we was born into sin, just as well we had to go through that, our parents and we who are mothers had to go through that hard process of labor. Because that child had to be born, and it was born what in sin because of the Adam and because of Eve. So this is just a word that God want to get through us. But then he sent Jesus Christ. He sent his only begotten son that he loved to die so we can live, so we can survive all these things through Christ, through the blood of the Lamb, to be born again, not to serve God for all these possessions that the young man had that was rich and had all these good possessions, didn't want to give it up. Just imagine what God would have given me. If he would have just gave up all that he gave to the poor, just imagine what he would have had. Just imagine, Jesus, oh my God, this man probably could have been on every corner because God, when he built up a relationship, God could have trusted him. But Jesus knew he wasn't going to do it, and he knew he wasn't going to do it, and he didn't do it. So we can imagine which way he went. I promise, God is an awesome God, and I have given up my life for Jesus. And when I say I have given up everything, Not saying that I don't go through anything, but I go through with Jesus now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every pain, everything that come up against me, the plot against me, everything that the devil thought that he can come against me, I go give it to Jesus. Because, see, I know I have went through my process with him, and I love him. I have learned how to even love my enemies, because he said, if your enemy's hungry, feed them. He said, because vengeance is his. See, I try to go every day with his word. I'm in his word day and night. I get up, I pray. I'm in the word. I write things down. I feel because, see, I want to stay connected to him. And the only way that I can stay connected to him is through his word and through prayer and to be obedient to his word. I'm out here. My prayer ministry was so awesome. And now God has took it to another level. Look where I'm at. Look what God did. Because of my obedience, because of Prophet Teresa obedience, her ministry just going to blow. Oh, my God. In the principalities of all, Satan ain't got none going in the air because it belonged to Jesus. See, he thought that he got all jealous. He couldn't sin. Satan couldn't sin because heaven couldn't sin, couldn't live in heaven. So what did he do? He got jealous. He had so much jealousy. Jealousy is next to the grave. Jealousy will make you do something. Oh, my God. You know that ain't going to get you to heaven. So what did he do? Angels with him and still try to come up against God's peace. But you know what? God is good. Now, he don't have nothing. And always, and Satan didn't have no power, and he don't have nothing. And that's why I'm able to stay so close to God, because I'm not giving him no more power. I'm going to do the things that's going to continue to open them heaven doors for me. I'm going to continue to do the things that's going to give me my crown and my room and my diamonds in heaven and my crown over my head. And I can say that now. I can truly say that I am going to heaven when I leave here. Because I'm going to do all in my power and the best of my knowledge to stay close to my Father, which I inherit, his Son that sits on the right hand side of him, that died for us, that gave us a way out of temptation. See, the word is powerful. The word going to always be here. The word ain't going nowhere. Heaven and earth will pass away. Fool, we would have a famine. And what Adam, Amos say, it ain't even going to be a famine of food. It ain't going to be a famine. It's going to be what? A famine of his word. So it's time for us to really, really think about what it takes to be born again and ready to go through that process with him. Because I promise you, he would have thought you up higher. I started off in a closet. I started off crying and screaming. I was tested through everything. I was tested because when I told God, I don't care where I'm at, I'm going to praise you. So one Sunday I got up and he threw me on this bus and it was raining. And he said, get on my knees and pray. And this is after I promised him what I praise him anywhere. And I said, God, no, it ain't no enough room. It's too crowded. He said to me, get on your knees and pray. And I said, Lord, it's raining on the bus. Before you know it, I was on my knees in the bus. It's like the bus just shut down. And I began to pray. And I got up, and the people just smiled at me. See, he prepared the people hard to receive. They already ready to receive because they already was found from the foundation. He already know who lost and who's coming back. He just wants to trust us. He just wants us to believe in him. The most thing that makes him happy is faith and trusting him with all our mind, body, and soul. And the things that we don't want to do. You heard the thing. We don't want to be placed in a torment place. Luke 16:23 talk about the place of torment. The place of future punishment, destruction from the present. Come on, we don't, No. We already think we're living in that. Just imagine it. Come on. And I just want to thank God and praise God for this word and that he have given us the power, dominion over everything that creeps and crawls to bound Satan up, because Satan don't have a place to live, and he's trying to live in his people. If whatever is good, that is evil, but he has given us the power to cast out every imagination, every stronghold, everything that is all itself against the word of God. God just wants us to love and to get into his word and to learn his word and to understand what is heaven and how to get there, and what is hell, how to stay from it. And it's true. His word is true. I'm in the word. And God is good. And we don't want to have everlasting destruction. Second Thessalonians, it talks about that. Chapter 1:1-9. I just want to read that and tell you what that talks about. We ain't trying to do that. Satan, you a lie. You will not have God. We shall live and not die and see the glory of God. Because God is an awesome God. And I thank you, Lord, for saving my life, that you have put it in my spirit to be obedient. Whoever on this line is listening, to be obedient, wanted to do the things that is pleasing to you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1:1-9. And this is what God is talking about. This is what Satan thinking that he's trying to get us. But see, we overpower him. I just want to go through the word because the word is real. The word is true. He want to prepare us for what we up against in these last and evil days. So it says right here, it says, okay, I'm going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And, okay, I'm starting right here. It says, the church of Matthew, is this the right one? Yeah, right here. Thank you, Jesus. It's 1:2-9. We are bound to thank God always for you, brother. I like to read the whole thing, but I'm going to stop in 9. I'm going to stop from 1, then I'm going to stop in 9. It said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brother. And it is fitting because you are faithful. Growing exceeding, and the love of one, every one of you are bounded towards each other. It says, for that we also boast of you among the church of God, for your patience and your faith, and in all your persecution and tribulations that you endure. Hallelujah. See, thank you, Jesus, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God. This is God giving thanks and the judgment, God, that you may be accounted worthy of the kingdom of God. See, this is talking about getting to this heaven again and staying out of hell. It said, God, for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus revealed from heaven, which is mighty angels displaying fire, talking vengeance of those who do not know God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's not to know him. Oh, my God. That's his rejecting his knowledge. Thank you, Heavenly Father. His word, his commandments, that's not to know him. You heard what he said, who do not know God, not to keep his commandments. Not to do the things that is pleasing to him, to rejecting him, to reject his son, to reject the Holy Spirit. Then it says, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, he shall be punished with everlasting destruction for the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, come on. Now, y'all write these scriptures down and research it because God wants his people not to perish. He wants us to have knowledge of this. Because, see, this is the place that Satan thinking that he's going to get us to. Or God's people, those that who was out there lost. No, we bind it up right now. Okay, Satan, check it out. We rebuke you, Satan. You are the heir. But God has more power in the air because he's the one who created the air. So we are speaking across the air. That you will be shut down and bound, hush out of the bullshit in the name of Jesus. You will not have his people in the name of Jesus. We shall be set. We bind up anything and everything that you thought that you was going to do across this progress. It shall enlarge, and God shall enlarge the territory. See, you ain't the only one that imprints and punish the power of the air. Now, our Father of goodness, the warfare angel Michael, is the power of the air. And that's why he gave prophets minister Teresa this ministry, because of who you think you are. And his people will not have destruction like that. So we shall live and we shall endure and obey the laws of God, the laws of his son Jesus Christ, because he came to fulfill the law. And to fulfill the law, he fulfilled it through his blood. Hallelujah. And he took it to the cross. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we're going to go back to Nicodemus being born again. See, We must be born again. And God, the Holy Spirit told you how to be born again and through the word of God, to not sit around and gossip and talk about people, to love on them. Not when they come up in front and say, ooh, we look at her. Now grab and give her a hug. Because, see, some people don't know how to come out. But God is going to use his people to go out and get those that don't know how to come out. Because God's heart and his mind and his soul that he sent his only begotten son for us to live and not to perish. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. And I just want to say, I pray who are all listening to this, when they get through, when this broadcast go off the air, for just this time until it come on again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because like I say, God has power over the air, the heaven. Where Satan thought that he was going to get the north, and he's still trying to get it, but he ain't got nowhere near. In Jesus' name, in the blood of the Lamb, we are going to endure this thing. We're going to endure it to the end. That's what he said. When we endure all these things that Satan thinks that he thought that he had, because, see, he ain't got nobody that's on this land. That's why you own it, because, see, he didn't want this to happen. He tried all that he can. Even last week I went through something powerful, and I just said, Lord Jesus, I tried to cry, and my Heavenly Father wouldn't even let me cry. When I fell on my knees through something that I went through so heavy, that, because, see, he knew that this was going to happen. He knew that he was going to be exposed across the air, that he thinks that he got power, principality of the air. But see, now he's been exploded, because the word woe means I'm exploding you, devil. You ain't going to have my people. They're going to know the knowledge of you. They're going to know who you are. They're going to do the word of me. They're going to keep my commandments. Because see, I fell down. And I said, Lord, Jesus, I did it, God, please. Lord, and he said to me, get up. He has shown how much I growed. My Heavenly Father, like an angel, lift a burden up off of me. Because, see, no matter how close you is to the heavens realm, Satan think he can take a peep at you. But, see, he can't peep because, see, I cast him down to all faith. See, you thought you was going to take my mind this time. You thought I was going to just go off the rocket and all this. But, see, I have grown. I'm no longer milk. I have been born again, and I have grown with the knowledge of God because I stay in his word. And I'm not talking about me, because I promise you, any day, if I leave his word, if I give Satan a peep of me, I'm gone. See, that's why I got to stay so close. I got to keep this thing. I'm not crawling through the word. I have grew. And God showed me that a week ago. And I said, I started crying then because the tears of happiness, of joy. And I said, Lord, thank you. I have grew. I didn't know how much I had grew. I had to endure something that hurt it, that I thought was going to terrify me and take my mind, but it did, because I grew. And then when I did, I came back with the word of God, and I made a phone call, and they didn't answer the phone, so the voice said, but all I gave was the word of God. I said, I forgive you. I said, I love you with the love of Jesus. And then I was shocked myself, and he showed me how much I grew. And I'm going because I'm staying in his word. And that's what God wants us to do, to get more knowledge of him until he comes and gets us. To continue to, he has given us many mansions. What did he say? I go prepare a place for you. For his word is powerful and it's real. And all you got to do is read it and change your ways and do everything in the day that you can do, because tomorrow is not promised. But today is whatever we can do, and praise him and give him the praises and love him, because he's worthy to be praised. And I pray that everybody on this broadcast will be blessed, and that God will meet you in every situation and give you the witness of knowledge of the Holy Spirit to produce a new birth in you and permanence through the word of God. The Spirit used the word, told us of life. It is the truth of the word. So please, y'all, ask him, just follow up with a repentant prayer. Whatever it is that you did, whatever it is that you do, like Nicodemus, what must I do to be born? Don't be like the rich young ruler. Don't be like him. He couldn't give it up. He felt he had too much. But I promise you, whatever you give up for God, he will give you double, triple, or more. I love you. And I'm going to get it back to Teresa, and Jesus loves you. And I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, right now, bad of anything that was not of you, because you're going to lose love and peace and joy and long stuff. You're going to enlarge their territory. You're going to just soak into their hearts, Holy Spirit, and say, we rebuke you. We rebuke you. you off of the minds of God's people. You have no power. You never had none. When you got kicked out of heaven with your angel, you was weak then because you fell weak when you came against our Father, which I in heaven. You would never, ever, 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 ever return into God's people because the Lord rebuked you in the James 4 said that we rebuke you, you shall see. So I want to get it back to Teresa, Prophet Teresa, and I want to thank you so much. And I pray that everybody on this line receive the word of God, the true word, the word from the heaven. Because God is the word is him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, praise God, praise God. You know, some people have the ideal even that they're not good enough to be saved. And as Prophetess Pam was talking about being born again and how the rich ruler and how Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and he had all the worldly goods.
Yes, he did.
And he was hungry for more. And then you got those that don't feel that they're worthy to be saved.
Yes.
But if you want to be saved today, it's a simple plan that God has already orchestrated for his people.
Yes.
So this is the important part. You know, all you have to do is the woman of God went forth, and the plan is simple. All you have to do is confess with your mouth. The word of God says believe. You confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. The word says you will be saved. And it's by believing in your heart, not just with your mouth, but in your heart, that you are made right with God. And it's by the confessing with your mouth that you're saved. No matter what you go through, that you're saved because you believe Jesus is the Son of God and he died and he rose again. That's the simple plan. And as the woman of God went forth talking about being saved and having a desire to go to heaven, and if you have never given your heart to God, it's no better time than it is right now. And I'm going to do the salvation prayer, and I just pray that those on the line will stay with us, and we're going to open the lines up for a few minutes, and I just want, if you got a comment, a prayer request, something you want to say to Prophet Pam, I'm going to open the lines, but I want to... This is the most important part. You just repeat after me this prayer. Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, can you be my Savior? I confess that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I accept his salvation. I discharge any assignments that Satan has on my life. And I am now worthy. I confess that I'm a Christian. I'm a believer according to your word. In the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you, he's faithful to us. If you desire in your heart to know him, he'll come right in. He'll come right into your daily activities, but you have to want him. You know, only humans, we can produce humans, but the Holy Spirit can birth you in your spiritual life. So when you embrace the Holy Spirit, you embrace a new spiritual life. You're telling God, I can't do it, but I need you to do it. And I'll tell you, if you want it, he'll change your life. Your life won't be the same. Your life will not be the same. And you have to want it. It's not formalities. This is a serious thing. And when you're serious about God, yes, when you're getting ready to go to that club, as the woman of God said, and your friend come to pick you up, you will send your friend away. I had a woman of God call me on last night, almost the same scenario. And I just thank God for you, Prophet Pam, because I'll tell you, I'm going to open the lines, and I pray the woman of God come forth with her testimony, and I'm truly excited about what God is doing for you and the ministry and everything that concern you. And, Father, I thank you for Prophetess Pam, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus is all around her, Lord God. Your angels are encamped around her. And I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing forth the desires of her heart, for she have acknowledged you in all her ways, Lord God. And I thank you that you're directing her path. Father, I thank you that she have sought you first in all things, Lord God. And, Father, you're going to show up and show out. Let every need be met, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you have established and created her from the foundation of the earth, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, that she will go forth with power and anointing for your glory. And everything that you poured out, I thank you, Father God, that it's replenished, renewed, and restored. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, you are a liar. Everything that you thought you were going to do to her, it's been canceled, eradicated, crushed, disintegrated, chopped from the root. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you and glory to your name, Lord God, for it is so. In Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to open up the lines, and I just pray that you come forth and just give the woman of God a prayer request, a testimony. Just talk about the goodness of God. This is the beginning of her first 6 weeks on the broadcast, and I'll tell you what Kingdom Builder's mandate is to be a vessel to bring forth thou kingdom that's inside of you. Let it come forth so that others can come into God, to the kingdom of God. So if there's anyone on the line that would like to say something at this time, I ask you to come forth. The lines are now open. Praise God. If your lines are muted, you can do star 6 to mute your lines. Praise God. Amen. Is there any prayer requests, any testimonies?
Thank you.
Well, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We see the lines.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I've been trying to get this line, this phone. Now, oh, boy. Oh, man. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, woman of God, thank you. Glory be to God tonight. I thank God for Kingdom Builders International Ministries. I thank God for you, Prophetess Teresa, and Prophetess Pam Hines. Thank you so much for coming on the line tonight. My name is Tammy Weatherspoon. I'm
thank
a member of Living Word Christian Center here in Gary, Indiana.
Jesus.
You just told part of my story. I said, my God, my God has to be her God. Because our walk was just too much alike. Prophetess Pam, I would go back. I'd come back to the ministry, get my praise on. Girl, as soon as church out, I'm gone. 2 days later after church, I'm gone. I'm going back doing my thing. God told me, same thing he told you, you go back, such and such going to happen. You go back, such and such going to happen. Oh, the fear of the Lord got in me so, because I know God wasn't playing. Because he was warning me. He loved me that much, he was warning me.
Yeah.
But an attack he seen coming before me. I didn't know what was going to come, But I, you know what? You know what, prophetess? I didn't want to feel them coming. I didn't want to see them coming. I sure didn't want to do the endure the aftermath of them coming.
I know you did, because, boy, but thank God.
I wasn't ready. Because I said, now I know I confess the Lord Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I know I'm saved. But look, the way I was acting, I didn't know if I was hell bound. I was behaving in such a way, because I was doing them drugs. I was smoking that stuff. I was drinking that drink. I was popping them pills. I was doing my thing that I wanted to do to my flesh and make my flesh satisfied and feel good.
I'm
going to choose the world way. And I gave me that same choice.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to choose the world way because I like it what it do. But my God going to be here for me anyway. He said I'm saved. He loves me so much, he's going to keep saving me from the destruction that I put myself into. And so God kept saying, he started telling me,
look, Jesus,
if you don't,
I'm calling
you in my spirit of hear my Lord knocking on the door. You going to answer? Nope, I'm going to still do my thing. Just a little while. This is supposed to be the good stuff right here, God. Let me just have a little bit of it. You hear me? I would talk to my father like that because I wouldn't hide nothing from him.
Come on.
I said, if I'm going to be honest to anybody, it's going to be you, Father, no matter what, how ugly it is or whatever. I'm going to be straight honest with you.
That's it. But
come
on.
Respect. I started feeling, okay, Father, I'm tired. I don't want to keep doing this. It ain't getting me nowhere. I like your way better. Take this desire up out of me. Rip it out of me, Father, because I can't do it by myself. I done tried it my way. Please, just take it. Little by little, Father has removed the desire for the drugs and the alcohol. I'm still struggling with pills because I've been dependent on them for years up under a doctor. And I don't feel I need those, but I've been dependent on them so long. So I'm still struggling in that area, but I know it's going through. I talked to the doctor yesterday, and the doctor tell me, no, you've been on them too long. I have to put you in a center to get you off of them.
The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
God has given us the power to searching over him, because when I was on the pills, when I just looked in the mirror one day and I said, no more. See, I'm hearing your testimony, and we in the spirit realm, in the flesh realm, in the world realm, we are cleansed. Because this is what I went through. I went through that, and my thing was pills. My thing was, I just wanted to drop pills. So I had a doctor, African doctor girl, just give them to me. And so one day I just looked in the mirror. And I said, no more. When I was going to the psychiatrist, I said, no more. I don't need you no more. So I began.
There's a man right there. You just called him out.
This is some things that I made decisions. So right now you're going through a deliverance of them because he was snatched that tape.
Hallelujah.
See,
and I believe
that.
I believe that.
Yes.
Prophetess Teresa, she stands with me. She prays for me. She really helps minister me up out of situations with love and encouragement.
Yes. Thank you,
and she
Lord.
Told me so many months ago, she said, this is your time. God has a work for you, and it's all over you, and I would feel myself, and I could even look at myself from an out of body. I'd be looking right at me. I said, whoa, it is all over me.
Wow.
I know my Father's all over me because he talked to me so clearly. Yes. I wonder, Prophetess Pam, I don't wonder no more, is that the devil, is that me, or is that God? I know my Father's voice, and I do obey it.
Come on.
The desire of the fornication, Prophetess, he ripping it straight up out of me. See, that was me last night. who called my prophetess Teresa and said, look, I need to talk to you because I don't want to put myself in a situation. My friend having a party and he asked me to come and I don't even want to go there no more.
Wow.
I bought a dress. I said, but that ain't even, I've been there and done that. It's a big world out of here. A guy want me to bombard with the men and women of God. And
wow.
I want to save my outfit for something like that. I don't want to go in that environment no more. That
come
was
on.
Me.
Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because I know he's calling me. And
yes.
I want to answer. And then you know what, Prophetess Pam? I like his way better than my way, better
come
than
on.
The world's way. Our Father's way is so good. I can sleep good at night and wake up feeling even better. Oh, I don't want to go through that mess I had been through. I don't want to go through nothing I done been through before but the glory. Nothing
thank
else. Nothing else but the glory and the mercy. If glory and mercy, and if I got to go somewhere else, and feel the same glory and mercy, I'm fine with that. But I'm not going to feel that misery that I felt once before.
Oh,
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, thank you,
that's old. That's so old.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's only God. That's only my Father.
Thank you, Lord
that's
God.
That's only Father taking me into a new dimension.
God, thank you for preparing
taking us to a new dimension. And I thank God for that.
Lord.
This prayer line means so much. This anointing.
Yes.
Blog talk line, it means so much.
Yes,
really,
you.
It's saving lives. It's building
yes, it
kingdom. Because
yes,
you know what, Prophetess Pam? I'm going to do my testimony. I'm going to be on ministering like you one day.
Good.
Thank you for encouraging me tonight.
You're talking about like me. You're doing it right now. You've been doing it. He's going to take you back.
Hallelujah.
Everything we're trying to say, glory, girl. We had to go through it. What you mean like me? No, you already
glory
good.
God.
You're saying you're walking in it right
oh.
now by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You share yourself in the Lord. Nothing else is going to be the same after you leave this line and check this out. You got to feel something go all through your body, girl. You're going to and I promise you, I'll shut up in your thought because you're being set free. When you announce something, when you tell you already walking in it, he just did you ready for it. Just be prepared. You already started your ministry right here. I'm still playing, girl.
Yeah,
I'm just doing it. And you're not too crazy with him. You're going to go into a private room with him. You're going to go into a private room in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank you,
it
Lord.
Feels so good. Because it's about time. I'm saying it to myself, about time.
But
God is always on time. He's
yes.
on time.
On time, God.
And I just thank God for you coming on tonight. And I just want to keep encouraging you because I've lived in Chicago for a little while. And
okay.
woman of God, you have got to be an outstanding woman of God to have
yes.
a ministry there.
Yes.
It's much needed there, but to stand, walk, and do it, because I see the faces of the people.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
yes.
I
yes.
just, I thank God for you, woman of God, really.
Thank you.
He
thank
knew
you.
Who he was getting. He knew who he was using. And I just thank God, and I just want to ask God to just bless you where your overflow is so mighty
Lord,
like you
I
never seen
it in the name
all
of
beyond
Jesus.
Your dreams.
Lord,
beyond your dreams.
Yes,
oh,
and I thank God for you.
Thank you,
I thank God for your overflow.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, everything that you pray for me, I pray back for you in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
In Jesus' name, I do. I thank God for Prophetess Teresa. It's just so
yes.
awesome how we met. She was powerful.
Yes.
I pray for her. Prophet Teresa, I love
Hallelujah.
You so much. And I just talk
yes.
about your humbleness. And I talk about how humble you are and how forth that
yes.
you bring the word and the sweet spirit. And it just blesses the heart of the soul, how calm the spirit is to dwell in you and how soft and,
yes.
and love. And it's like you sing a song through the heaven when you bring forth that word.
Yes.
Prophetess Teresa, I thank God for you. And I know that he has bringing this to another level, even my prayer ministry,
mm-hmm.
and how
yes.
I connect his people.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling somebody the other day, I say, when God, when you know that God is using somebody and they come and ask you, come go with me, come go with me, come go with me. I'm going because I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how I'm going to get blessed out of this. And then I knew Dana, Evangelist Dana, then it's just so awesome how God connected. So powerful of women. Women are going forth like never before, those that really truly love the Lord, those that's obedient and have enough faith in him to do what he is asking us to do. And just like I said, the power across the air, Satan ain't got nothing on that.
Praise God.
And
Prophetess Pam, I want to ask, and I know Sister Tammy just came forth, but I want to ask her if she would give the testimony that God just gave her, that she would go forth and just give that testimony. Because it's a miracle.
Yes.
Absolutely. Can you all still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, what happened, Prophet Sam, is God healed me. He healed my body. In the midst of all of this, he healed my body. I had a knot to form up in the middle of my chest a whole year ago. I went to the doctor twice last year about this knot. They said, oh, it's just an enlarged sternum. I got an x-ray. It's an enlarged sternum. I said, okay, if it get any bigger, come back and we'll do some more tests. So it got bigger, and I went back to the same doctor. He said, well, I'm about to retire, so, you know, it's just an enlarged sternum. I said, okay, sir. So I went to my gynecologist. I had been under him for 22 years, so I went to him. So to see if it had something to do with breast, my breast. So he felt the knot. He said, no, that's not normal. So he gave me a mammogram. He gave me a ultrasound. And the test did come back abnormal for the ultrasound. Mammogram was fine. So he did a more extensive test. He gave me a CAT scan. And it came back. It wasn't anything that had to do with a knot. My pancreas was swollen at the tip, and it was like my tip was, it was like rotting off a bit. He said it was a mild form of it, but it could have been cancerous, but it would have to be cut off. So he sent me to the surgeon, and the surgeon said, yeah, we're going to have to take just the tip of your pancreas off. And as I'm looking at the ultrasound, At the CAT scan, your gallbladder has gallstones. So I said, we're going to have to remove the gallbladder. I said, well, can't you just remove the stones? He said, no, with the condition, it'll come back. So we're just going to remove the gallbladder. I said, okay, so I got to get my gallbladder removed and the tip of my pancreas. He said, yes. So I was scheduled for surgery last Wednesday. He said, well, I'm going to send you for the pre-op, the surgical, the blood work, and another MRI CAT scan to just see exactly where he's going to go in it or whatever, however that goes. It's pre-surgery test. And the very next day I was supposed to go in the hospital. It was already arranged. So I'm being encouraged still by men and women of God. I'm confessing healing over my body. I'm calling up on the blood of Jesus to heal my body, and I'm believing, and I'm standing on it because I've been taught about my Lord, and I know my Lord. He don't fail. And they called me from the doctor's office that Tuesday evening. This Tuesday evening it just passed. They don't come into the office. I mean, don't go to the hospital. Come into the office Thursday. I'm like, what is going on? And I just panicked. Oh, they done seen something else. Lord, have mercy. So I said, Mama, I got to go get this report myself. So I went to the hospital and I got that report so I could see what the doctor seen. and everything was unremarkably fine.
Jesus.
No gallstones. Pancreas completely healed up unremarkably. Everything healed. Everything totally healed. Not a nothing.
Oh,
it didn't
God.
Show one gallstone, not a nothing. Positive Teresa, I went and got that other report. I went and got so they could see. I said, people's not going to believe me until I show them this report from last week to this report now.
Listen, girl, you talk about a ministry.
He completely healed me. Yes, completely
yes.
healed my body.
Oh, and as
do you hear me?
Yes, and I know because as we were talking before Teresa, Prophetess Teresa said, and all I heard the Lord, I was going to ask you about the healing, and all I heard the Lord say, she healed, she healed, she healed.
Oh my God. All I heard was before I said
when I got to talking about Prophetess Teresa, and then she came, then as I'm focusing, and all I hear the Lord say, she healed, she healed, but I couldn't interrupt you. When you were talking, and all I said was healed. Now you gave that testimony of being healed. He said you are healed. All I heard was she healed, she healed. And when
and
you were
so
telling
you.
Me, I said, God, this is what
Hallelujah.
You were talking about when you say she's healed. Wow.
And it's a powerful testimony.
Powerful.
Hallelujah.
Oh
yes, the woman of God, she had went through, you know, even when the enemy is trying to discourage us. And Sister Tammy said, I felt like I was dying. She left out the part that she had been in excruciating pain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
She was
Jesus.
In excruciating pain.
Jesus.
She
wow.
was in so much pain that it was unbearable. And she was sleeping and trying to take pain pills so that the pain could be bearable.
Wow.
And when she
I was passing out. When I spoke with her,
she said, I felt like I was dying. I was really getting prepared to leave here.
Wow.
I was saying goodbye to my children, getting my wheel ready.
All the time, Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was doing it first.
Amen. Sister Pam?
Yes.
Okay, you went out.
Okay.
Oh, but
glory
the power of agreement,
God.
It was the power
wow.
of agreement
wow.
will
yes.
heal. And,
wow.
And I'm telling you,
wow.
when you keep faith in God's ability,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
he will
yeah.
do it. If we don't yeah. doubt in our hearts
come on.
And,
come
believe,
on. And believe,
God will do it. So it was a supernatural healing to
yes.
her body. You heard her when
thank
she
you,
said,
Jesus.
It was a miraculous
yes,
healing.
Oh God,
not
geez.
Just God
yes.
just did not heal her normally. It was, they found it was superly healed.
It was a super. Come on, Prophet Teresa. It was super. You, he already
was
doing
word
it
to you. What
was
oh,
the
word
God,
to
you,
Mr.
Tammy? You was in that room.
Jesus.
You was in that room in the heaven.
Jesus.
You was in that room. Your girl, your out-of-body, that out-of-body experience, that's a super, that, he did it himself in
yes,
the midst
yes.
of your own home. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
So
oh,
I just bless God for Sister Tammy. I bless God for her.
Yes.
Because.
Yes.
What God is getting is doing for her, getting her ready.
God.
Getting her ready, and
yes.
you know, I'm excited for you, Sister Tammy.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You're
so
always
much.
In my prayers. I
oh,
want you to know
God.
That
for you all.
And God want to use you. He want to use you because that testimony, that miracle that your body succumbed to, you'll be able to tell others how.
Yes.
To move the hand of God with that miracle. That miracle, even when we feel discouraged, in our flesh, but you knew how to get around people that knew the power of prayer. And
yes.
I know when you went to Apostle Emmons and he was praying, you had tons of people praying the prayer of faith.
Yes, with me. Yes,
so
I did.
It's a powerful thing when you are in agreement. And so it's a powerful thing to have intercessors in your life.
Yes.
You know, and that's why we're doing the conference. One conference that's in Detroit, August the 24th and 25th, the Prophetic Intercessors Conference that will be coming forth. And we pray that you'll be going along with us, Sister Tammy. Prophet Pam will be with us. We're excited.
Go.
We're excited about what he's doing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it.
Ooh. Jesus, thank you for it. Yes. Powerful across the air. Oh. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, is there anyone else that have a comment or anything that you want to say, a prayer request, or anything that you want to add on before we close out?
Oh, Prophetess Pam, I do have to tell you this. The Holy Spirit is saying, tell you that your eyes have not seen nor your ears have not heard these new things that he's getting ready to show and tell you. Because he said, I have taken you to a new dimension, a new level. It is I that is bringing the increase up on thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thy ministry, my ministry.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
You're going to go in a new area of anointing. This is going to be a new area for you of anointing. It's been a desire of your heart.
Oh,
and God is getting ready to give it to you, a way you've been wanting to minister to people.
Oh,
and they already ready. You already said it yourself today. Their heart's already ready. They already prepared. But it's a unique, dynamic way.
Oh, my God.
That you want to minister to people. And these people cannot be touched unless it comes that way. That's why you asked God to bring it that way. That's why you kept it in that secret place, holding on to it, knowing that God was going to give it to you. It's the time now.
Yes, Lord.
It's the time now. God is getting ready to give it to you. Those people are going to be reached. They're going to be saved. They're going to be healed. They're going to be delivered. They are going to be saved.
God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Just
Hallelujah.
As you just said, in the midst of all of my troubled water,
Jesus.
God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Angels was ministering to my body, healing my body, and I didn't even know it. The same with this. These people are getting prepared. And whatever way that is, woman of God, do your thing.
Oh, my God. Whew. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
God.
Lord.
God is an awesome God, and I'm going to tell you, he is developing his men and women where we have the confidence to know and hear his voice.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Not tradition. It's not religion, but it's God.
Thank
the
you,
prophecy,
Jesus.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes, yes.
And so I just want to encourage everyone on this line
to know
that thou must be saved. And after you get saved, you sit up under the word.
Yes.
You learn the word. And you don't keep sitting there. You got to move up and move out.
Yes.
It's time to move away from the table and to go out. And to win people to Christ. That's where God want to take us. So I'll tell you, Prophetess Pam and Sister Tammy for what God is doing now in your life. Eat, 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 and eat all of it. Because God's going to take you places that you've never been. So I just bless God. I just bless him this evening because I do know that he is moving by his spirit. And it's not by accident that we met one another.
Yes.
It's not by accident that God has connected us together.
Yes.
So I just thank God. I thank God for your boldness, Sister Tammy. I thank God for your boldness, Prophetess Pam.
Thank you.
Because it takes confidence in God to walk in that boldness. And that's what God wants. He wants you to have that confidence that he is with you. So when the enemy come and try to attack, just stay focused on what God is about to do. Because the enemy try to come from the back. But you stay focused on where you're headed.
Oh, yes.
Stay focused on where you're headed.
He tried. He tried today because he knew that word was going to expose him. And it was just crazy how he was trying to get me not to even speak on what God told me to speak on. He was trying his best. The way when I looked at the when you text and I saw Prophet Teresa, special guest Prophet Pam, the word, and then he still tried to get me to change the title of what God said. The Holy Spirit just dropped wisdom in me and say the word. So he had me all around the word, and what that awesome the way that went, and Satan just tried his best to keep me from talking about heaven or hell.
And you know, it's something you said that because the Saturday program is called Saturday with the Word. And the word is just coming forth. So whatever your message is, it's coming from the word.
Come on. And that's when Holy Spirit gave it to me, just like that. He said, the word. That's the word. And immediately the Holy Spirit just took over because I was kind of almost, should I do this? Or maybe I shouldn't come. Holy Spirit immediately just crashed in the word and just gave me the revelation. I said, wow.
Well, Prophet Pam, I want you to know that for such a time as this, God has ordained it. I was in my prayer time, and God brought you in my spirit to bring you to this broadcast for 6 weeks.
Wow.
He know what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
It's God's doing.
Yes, it is.
And I want you to know that. It is God's doing.
Thank you.
I was preparing my sermon for this Saturday.
Wow.
And God said to me to get you on the broadcast.
Wow.
So I my whole thing is to hear his voice.
Wow.
My whole
That's
thing
it.
Is to answer what he wants.
That's it. It's all about him. That's
so
it.
I just want to encourage you, no matter what happens throughout the week, because you brought this word forth, know that the enemy is not happy, not satisfied with you coming forth on this internet international radio.
Wow.
So I'm going to ask Sister Tammy, Sister Prophet Pam, if you would have your words, and I'm going to ask Sister Tammy the last words, and I'm going to ask Sister Tammy if she would cover you in prayer. And
thank
then
you.
Next Saturday, same time, same place, Prophet Pam will be with us. So I want you to tell your neighbors, call a friend, let them know they can tune in to the broadcast at 661-449-9911, or they can go on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. Type in Prophetess Pam Hines, and the broadcast will come in. So I just want to send blessings to you, to your home, and everything that concern you. If you would have the last words, and then I'm going to ask Sister Tammy, if she would cover you in prayer.
Right. Yes, I just want to come in together on one accord, thanking God for this awesome, awesome power connection from the heaven. And just hope and pray that everybody that's on this broadcast that received it, and even pray that even going through the internet and just accidentally punch a button to hear the word of God that has spoke across the air. And I just want to thank God, thank you, Lord, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to remove my flesh and allow the Holy Spirit to take over with your word, that your word is true. And pray in the Jesus' name that they will listen and they will even come on. Prepare the hearts already, Lord, for next week, Lord Jesus. But I love you and I honor and I thank God for Pastor Teresa and her obedience and Tammy with her testimony was powerful, was straight from the heavens. So, God, we want to thank you. Thank you. And pray for everybody all over the world, Father. We pray for the good and the bad, Lord Jesus. We pray that somebody be set free and delivered in Jesus' name. Whatever situation that they might meet up in this week or right now in their illness, we pray that they are healed. And they will look up into the hills from which their help comes from, know that it comes from you. You not sleep or slumber, Lord. You will handle all the promises. There's nothing too hard for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, O Heavenly Father, giving you thanks, Heavenly Father, for this time, for this ordained time, Father God, that you set before us, O God, that you love us so much, Father, you set us before you and said, I shall have this time for my presence. For your presence, Father, to come in. And we just thank you for your presence right now, Heavenly Father. And, Father, that I just ask, and you know already what I'm about to ask, but I'm just going to give you thanks, Father God, for covering my sister inside of your pillow, oh God.
Yes,
where angels ascend and descend off of this pillar you got a hidden inside of, Father God. To keep my sister in a mighty secret place, O Heavenly Father. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for loving on her so much, O Heavenly Father. That she may continue to do your will, Father, in the delight of her heart, Lord. She loves you. She serves you. She worships you, O Heavenly Father. And I thank you for just admiring and loving her praise unto you, O Heavenly Father. I thank you for making her so obedient unto you, Heavenly Father. And I just give you all praise for it, O Heavenly Father. All honor, O Heavenly Father, for doing things for her like she's never seen before, Lord. Touch her and keep anointing her, O Heavenly Father, to do even more abundantly. More abundantly. And I bind all spirits of fear right now in the name of Jesus. I bind anything that the enemy try to come against my sister with, and I counsel it out right now in the name of Jesus, completely and permanently. Right now in the name of Jesus. I curse it and destroy it at its root right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no part of my sister's life. Again, ever again, do you understand me? I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Do you hear me, devil? Do you understand me?
Thank you. Hallelujah. Wow.
Go that way away from her. You and all of your cohorts and never look at her again.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you, Heavenly Father, to dispatch hundreds of thousands of giants. Holy angels with fiery swords.
Thank you, Lord.
Standing all around my sister and all around her loved ones at all times, defending them at all times. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Father, you said it in your word. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just thank you for it, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
That no harm or danger shall come nigh her. I just thank you. You said it in your word, Father. And I just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thank you.
Thank you.
All for your glory, Father.
All for your glory.
I thank you for her delighting in this trip that's coming. I thank you for her presence coming on this trip. For her bringing your anointing with her, oh God. I just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
And I dare not to forget to lift up my sister. My prophet, Teresa, before you, O Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Do your will with her, oh God, continually.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
In abundance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like never before.
Like never before.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, I lift her up before you, O Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
Wrap her up in your wings, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, so much love. It's so much love. Oh, Lord, thank you. I thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
For giving me a woman as a prophet. I fit her to your own heart, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you for her soul.
For you putting her in my life, Father. You let me know how much you love me, that you love me so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I thank you for her ministry. Your ministry through her is going to expound.
Yes.
It's going to expound.
Yes, it is.
And take this world by like a cyclone. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Thank you,
Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
We receive that love, Father. We receive that love, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All for your glory, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we glorify your name, Jesus, through it all. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Jesus, we glorify your name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Your name, we glorify you. You get the
glory. For we know without you, Lord Jesus, we wouldn't be here, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, glory, Jesus. It's all about you, my Lord. It's all about you.
Yes. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Just as you said, Lord Jesus, Father, make me a body, I'll go. We say the same thing for you, Lord Jesus. Make us a body and we shall go. We will go for you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In unity, O Lord. Unifies with your love, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
We glorify you, Jesus. Well, Father, we just send blessings to everyone on the line, and I want to thank you, Sister Tammy, and for that powerful prayer. And before we close out, I just want to announce the particulars about the prophetic conference. I just want to encourage everyone that's in the Detroit area, in Michigan area. If you are, I want to give you the address, and I want to just read some of the particulars about the event. Kingdom Builders International / Kingdom Daughters Intercessors, we will be doing our first annual prophetic prayer boot camp conference, August 24th, 25th, 2012. We're excited to personally invite you to join with us. The conference will be held at the Marriott. And we have suites available. Registration is $50 if you register before July the 20th. After July the 21st, registration will be $60. It includes everything, the material for all the events for the whole weekend. Breakfast is included and lunch. Hospitality suites is also included. All the packages is included in the fee. Your book, everything that you need. For that $60, we will be doing an all-night shut-in on that Friday night. There will be prophetic activation on Friday night and Saturday night. I just want to encourage you to come and be built up in the things of God. God's will for us is to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We want you to put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. I want to encourage you, prepare, plan to join us. We'll be there, and it's going to be annually. It's been spoken that it'll be semi-annually. We'll be twice a year, but right now, it's once a year in Michigan. We're going to be bringing it to Chicago, Illinois, and Indiana. We will be staying at the Town Place Suites by Marriott. Their suites. And I'll tell you, the hotels is $45 a night. We got a group rate for a suite, $45 a night. And you will have, there's two to a room. So I just want to, we'll be there for those two nights. And all that's traveling with us, there's an extra discount for those that's coming from Chicago and from Indiana. So don't worry, we're going to make a way out of no way. And also on the first Saturday of each month, Kingdom Builders, we meet and with prayer and services. The next service will be August 4th at 3 o'clock at Living Way Christian Center. That's 235 p.m. Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters will be there. It will be a month of prayer, August the 4th, at the church, and that's in Gary, Indiana. Also, we got some plans for the Chicago, Illinois area. I just want to encourage you tonight. If you are not busy on Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings, we're on the prayer line. It's a private prayer line, but I invite you to come and join in with us at 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. The phone number is 218-895-0480. I believe that's the number. 02, yes, that's the number. But I want to encourage you to join in with us. Press in 7729. The word is pray. And join in with us in the morning on Tuesdays and Friday mornings, because we stand in the gap. The power of agreement is on the line. So I want to encourage you, bring your prayer requests, invite somebody to the line. We're interceding earth-shaking prayers that move the hand of God. So I want to encourage you tonight, and I'm excited. I know you're excited. I thank Prophet Sam for the broadcast tonight. And as she went forth with power, I just want to encourage you, Sister Tammy, get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line. God bless everyone on the line and all our internet listeners, even those that's on the phone line. I give a shout out to my mother. I want to tell you happy birthday, Mom. I'll be in Detroit, Michigan on the 18th and the 19th to celebrate my mother, a great woman of God, an awesome woman of God that taught me the power of prayer. So I just want to give a shout out to you, Mother, and I thank you for just being on the line. And even Pastor Celeste, your faithfulness to God, and Apostle Delaney and Prophetess Marcella, I see you there, and I thank God for you all. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Show some love to somebody. And I'll tell you, when you get in God's presence, just start thanking him. Just start thanking him for his goodness. Just thank him because he's worthy. He's so worthy. And I'll tell you what, can't nobody do it like God can. And he got a plan and purpose for you. So we're going to end the broadcast, but we're not going to end being in the presence of God. And remember, thou must be saved. Must be. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. We have a broadcast scheduled for tomorrow. So just stay in the presence. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. And tomorrow at church, just be an encourager. Be an encourager. Even if you're doing street ministry, hospital visits, whatever it is, just take God with you wherever you go, because ministry is a 24/7. I got a job working for Jesus. God bless you. I love you. And I want to say good night to everyone.